Welcome to the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast, your resource for building the photography business of your dreams. This is Shamira Young, bringing you tips, business strategies, and interviews with award-winning photographers. We're all in this together. Let's get to the good stuff. Hey everybody, Shamira Young here, bringing you a marketing moment episode that focuses on, you guessed it, marketing. So marketing is something we should be constantly doing for our photography businesses, which is why I wanted to bring you a bite-sized, super actionable marketing tip that you can hopefully incorporate into your business. So I asked my previous guest from the previous episode what they're doing to market their business this week, and they shared what's working for them. So let's get right into the marketing moment.
Okay, so we tend to talk about marketing for everything as photographers. And if you to go to the marketing textbook, there's a thing called the marketing mix, which are the four P's. Stop me if you've heard this one before.
No, I haven't. The
four P's of marketing, they are price, product, placement, and promotion. So we automatically assume that all of marketing is promotion. And we also generally confuse or conflate promotion with networking. So I just want to be very clear that the term marketing is price, product, placement, promotion. It is all of those things combined. They all work together. So, you know, what your product is to impart you, the service you provide, what your pricing is, all of these things figure into your marketing. You know, whether you are high volume, low cost, high volume, it's all that, all in there works at marketing. Now, in terms of promotion, in terms of what people can do.
And hold on before you get to that, I just want to make sure and mention then that the price, the concept of pricing, your product placement, promotion, this is something that we should all sit down and do and iron out before we actually get, because the mistake I made years ago is I kind of threw myself into it without really thinking deeply about my pricing or my product and why it was awesome and special and placement. And so this is a process. I just want to make sure and mention that you have to, and it'll be refined over time, but you do have to give this some thought. I mean, I have photographers contact me and ask what I charge. And I'm like, well, you know, there's more to pricing than just charging what the photographer down the street charges. Or a lot of people would try to charge a little bit less to undercut. And it's like, you don't even know if
I was going to say, you need to charge a little bit more.
Right. I mean,
you need to charge a little bit more so that they're like, oh, you're the better one.
If I'm profitable, right? I mean, I could be eating like macaroni and cheese and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every night, and they want to mindlessly base their pricing off of mine. I mean, I'm happy to share from an educational standpoint what I charge, but you have to put actual thought into your expenses and how much you want to save. And now I'm ranting. But anyway, all that to say, yes, make sure you sit down and give this some thought before just throwing yourself into a photography business.
Definitely. And the thing is that it can be incredibly profitable, and it can also be incredibly fulfilling. You know, what we do, the thing that we do is so valuable. And it's so, I have a client who I've shot all three of her kids' bar mitzvahs, and she and her husband's brother is not doing so well. And I spent some time to pull all the pictures that I had of him from the jobs from like 5 years ago and stuff, and sent them all to her. So they had them for the inevitable. And what we do is so incredibly important. It's so incredibly valuable. And that's a thing that you can't, and every photographer who shoots people, at a certain point, you have a story like this, because you're like, this is so, once that happens, it's happened to me a couple times where it just flips a switch where you're just like, wow, what we do is so incredibly valuable. So in terms of the whole like marketing and pricing, one of the things you need to do is just know that what we're doing is a service for people. It helps us. It helps them. It's wonderful. And in order for you to do it, you need to make enough money to live. You can't be a volunteer organization, and your clients can't ask you to do that either. So, girl, I got us way off topic from your question.
What? So what can we do this week to take a step forward in our marketing, like an actionable item?
It depends on who you are as a photographer. I would give you the thing that I would do to push more business is if I was new and I was like, oh, you know what? If I was brand new and I didn't have any clients and I was like, how am I going to start getting clients? First of all, I'd be like, who are my ideal clients? How do I serve them? Who are my ideal clients? What do I do for them? I'd sit down and I'd write it out. I'd say, I do these kind of portraits and that is valuable to these kind of people. Then what I would do is I would say, who has that person's ear? Who is a person that helps with the, who helps them make that buying decision? And then what I would do is I would just kind of go out and be, I don't want to say social physically, but I would go out into my network and start seeing what's going on with other people and employ reciprocity. So what you could do is you could literally start talking to people that you think, that you know, that you think are connected to the people that help your clients make their buying decision, and just ping them and say, hey, how are you? Hey, I saw this Facebook post and I wanted to ask you a follow-up question to see how you're doing. Hey, haven't talked to you in a while, thinking of you, what's going on? And then a follow-up question is, once you start, you're like, hey, is there any way I can help you? And reciprocity will kick in and people will say, yeah, you could do X, Y, and Z for me. Or they'd say, no, I'm good. Hey, how can I help you? And then the thing is, you could say, listen, I shoot race car drivers, right? And I am aware of this person who is, an agent for race car drivers. I have zero idea why I'm picking this, because this is so clearly in my wheelhouse. But you'd be like, some kind of talent agent for race car drivers. I know it's not like that, but you know what I'm saying? And be like, do you think that as a photographer who shoots race car drivers, that me knowing this person would be good? Or do you think that it would be a good fit? Ask them, leave them empowered so that they can decide whether or not they want to make the connections. 9 times out of 10, they'll say, oh yeah, I never thought of that. Hold on, let me connect you to. And then all of a sudden you get an introduction, you get social proof to that person, and then you just chat with them. And now know that the needs of the person who has the attention or the trust of your client is mm-hmm. different than your client. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you're serving both parties. And what that means is, like, the needs of a bar mitzvah planner is different than what the client's needs are. The bar mitzvah planner needs great shots of the room so that they can then show it to other people and say, look at this thing I did. Mm-hmm. Right. So I need to make sure that I'm covering that as well. So that's what I would do. Just to break it into steps, I'd know who my ideal client is. I would know who has their ear, who helps them in their buying decision. I would go into my network and I would kind of casually be like, hey, people that I think know the hub, we're going to call the person who influences the hub, people who know the hub, I'd be like, hey, what's going on with you? I would warm them up. So it's not like you're emailing them saying, like, introduce me to so-and-so. It's what's going on with you. Remember why we're still friends. What's right. up? Haven't seen you in a while. Thinking of you. And then make the ask, which is, do you think it would be a good fit for me to talk to this person? Leave it in their hands and then let them introduce you and then go in there and strike up that relationship. Now, that type of thing won't necessarily mean dollars tomorrow. However, the hub, when you break it down, if this person can throw you 10 clients a year, and if you value a client at $3,000, this one person is now worth an extra $30,000 for you for that year alone.
That's huge.
Multiply that by 5 years out, and you've got $150,000 from this one connection.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's how I built a six-figure business off of fewer than 20 shoots a year, because I have a small group of people like that. I don't have to manage a ton of people. Mm-hmm. I've got I've got clients, I've got to do all that, that's fine. But I've got like 4 or 5 people who kick me jobs. Some people who'd kick me a ton of jobs, some people who kick me fewer. I just make sure, that their needs are met and that we're in a good place and they're sending me clients who it's right for. And then I am doing a great job for those clients. And we're good.
When you think about it, 4 or 5 people, that's not a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the value that you're getting from them, that's totally doable for any photographer.
Yeah, totally. And that's the thing is that, like, so let's say you shoot headshots, right? Well, okay, quick question. If you shoot headshots, who do you think the hub would be in that scenario?
For
If you
headshots?
shoot actor headshots, who's the hub?
Oh, talent agencies.
Boom.
Yeah,
Exactly.
yep.
The agent. And so the way you could actually get to an agent is if you shoot somebody's headshot and they have an agent, you're going to do something that nobody else does, which is pick up the phone, call that agent and say, "Hey, I just shot so and so's headshots and I wanted to run it by you to make sure that they were getting you what you need." And like, I'm assuming what you need is the actor to be seen more and get more auditions. So it's like, I want to make sure that this is getting this actor more auditions. If it's not, let me know and we will reshoot to get something else that will get you that result. If you do that, let me tell you, that agent is like, "Oh, I've got somebody who's on my team. They're going to send you all of their actors. They're going to send you all of their business." If you can give them stuff that's going to give them what they need. So if you can give them pictures that will get the actors through the door. And that happens so many times where I talk to headshot photographers who are like, "Yeah." I'm like, "What result do you get for your clients?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, they had a really crappy headshot and nobody would see them. And then I shot a great shot of them. And then they got this. And then they got into the door. And then they got on a show because of it, because of the shot."
If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. We want to reach as many people as possible and help improve our photo industry. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening.